In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
The mountains may depart, but the Lord's love for you will not depart. It will never depart from you. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, because the covenant of his peace is in the blood of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. In the blood of Jesus. And the Lord says he has mercy on you. He has mercy on you. And if the Lord has mercy on you, then you need to have mercy on yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? If the Lord has mercy on you, you need to have mercy on yourself. That means you need to make amends, but you need to have mercy on yourself. Because you see, sometimes I say, you know, Lord, I have mercy on everybody but myself. But you know what? I need it as much as anybody else. Why should I give mercy to people and I don't have mercy? Like, who do I think I am? I'm not talking deserve mercy. It's been won for us on the cross. Mercy. Does not James say that mercy triumphs over judgment? The Lord has mercy for you. Then you need to pray for the gift to have mercy on yourself. Yes, I told you that all this torment, all this shame doesn't do any good. It's like a dog chasing its tail. The Lord wants to lavish his mercy on you. Why don't you just let him? Let him. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the mercy come on your people. Let the holy mercy through the Holy Spirit come on your people. Oh, Father, let them feel that they are forgiven as they go to confession. I went to confession the other day. Let me tell you, I went to confession the other day. You know what? I'm waiting in the line. This young man says to me, "Father, I would like to talk to you. Are you going to the espousal tonight?" I said, "I am." He says, "Can I talk to you at the espousal?" I said, "No, not really." I said, "Because the things is, I just can't do it then." He says, "Well, I need to talk to you about a vocation." I said, "I'll make an appointment with you. I'll make an appointment with you." And that's what I did. I told you about the people in New York. The vocation director, they called three times this kid. No answer. You know what happened? He's now a Lutheran minister. You see? When someone says, I'll make a vocation with you, I want to talk about, even if he doesn't become a priest, that's not the issue. That's not the issue. He's worthy to be listened to. He's worthy to be listened to. It's as simple as that. I received a call today. I want you to pray at 4 o'clock. A baby 6 months old who has cancer. And we'll be in the church today at 3:30 worshiping God. It's Friday, the 9th of June. And we'll be in the church today worshiping God today at 3:30. But they're coming at 4 o'clock. And we're going to pray for this 6-month-old baby. You see, I'm going to tell you, the Lord wants to show mercy to these families. Imagine having a 6-month-old baby with cancer. This is terrible. It's terrible. But Jesus, you're going to heal that baby. Jesus, heal that baby now. Don't wait for 4 o'clock. Heal that baby now, that cancer be completely remitted, completely erased, completely deleted in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood. And then he called you for what you have felt like. How have you felt? Oh, afflicted one, storm-tossed, not comforted. Have you ever felt that? Have you ever felt like you're the afflicted one? You've been storm-tossed. You're not comforted. Behold, I will lay your stones with fair colors, and lay your foundations with sapphires. I'm about to do something new at the foundation of your life, and it's going to be jewels. Jewels. Storm-tossed. Afflicted one. I'm about to do something new. And I will make your windows of agates, and your gates as carbuncles, and your borders of pleasant stones. And all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. For Israel, the whole thing is children, not dogs, not cats, not birds. I've got three birds. You know their names? Oki, Una, and Joy. Oh, yeah. Three birds, but you know what? Oh, they're okay. They do the best they can, like I do. But when you talk about children, there's no comparison. There's no comparison. All your children shall be taught of the Lord. Oh yes, that's the new covenant in the blood of Jesus, where the Holy Spirit teaches us from within. As Augustine says, the inner word of the Holy Spirit teaching us from within. You see, I can't touch people's hearts, but the Holy Spirit can. I can speak a word to you, but the Holy Spirit has to speak within. That your children shall be taught by the Lord, and your children shall be in peace. You see, children, as I said, this is the first generation that's being born now that will not have the American dream as we've had it. You want to know why? Because we've turned away from God. Because we've turned away from Jesus Christ. The American dream. You know, every generation, starting with my family's generation, my mother's and father's generation, wanted it better for us, and we got it better than them. My generation wanted it better for their children, and they got it better for their children than they had. Now their children are having children. It will not be better. We have an $11 trillion deficit. It will not be better. Taxes are going to be raised. It will not be better. But it is the time to seek the Lord. It is the time to seek God. It is the time to have the favor of God rather than the favor of man. I need the favor of God on me, not the favor of man. I have no favor with men. I want favor with God. Because you know what? My God is able to sustain me, to open doors that no one can close, to close doors that no one can open. He's your God too. He's God. He's God with us. He's God for us. He's God in us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen, I'm telling you, I do not have favor with men, but I have favor with God. And you know what? Favor with God is so much greater than favor with men, because the favor with men has to do with, you know, climbing up the ladder, climbing up the ladder, climbing up the ladder, trying to get to a place of importance. I am important. You know why? I've been washed by the blood of Jesus. You are important. You've been washed by the blood of Jesus. If no man or no woman thinks we're important, it makes no difference, because God knows you by name, by name. He calls you his son, his daughter. Jesus shed his blood for you, my Lord. So let the men not think we're anything. Let them all think that we're all, you know, all crazy. We don't have anything together. We're not so bright. We haven't got our, whatever, doctorates or whatever. But you know what? You know who was there looking at you when you opened your big blue eyes, your brown eyes, your green eyes? The Lord. Oh, you didn't see him, but he was there looking at you this morning. He says, "She's up." And you know what the devil said? If she only knew who she was, she'd give me a lot of trouble. Storm-tossed. Afflicted one. Not comforted. I'm about to do something in you. Will you let me? And your children shall be taught by the Lord and have peace. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, far from your enemies, for you shall not fear from the terror, for it shall not come near you. You shall not fear from the terror, for it shall not come near you. What are you afraid of today? You shall not fear from the terror. It shall not come near you. Do you understand that? It shall not come near you. Listen to what it says in Psalm 91.
that the Lord says, if you abide under his wings, for he is your refuge and your fortress. He is the God in whom you trust. He will deliver you from the snare of the enemy. He will deliver you from the pestilence. He shall cover you with his wings. Under his wings you shall find refuge. His truth shall be your buckler and shield. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. For 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right, but it shall not come near you. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold the reward of the wicked. Why? Because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, your habitation. There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall there be any plague come nigh. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, glory. They shall keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you upon their hands, these angels, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. Is your love set upon Jesus? Is your love set upon the Father? Is your love set upon the Holy Spirit? I will set him on high, because he hath known my name, and he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will give him a long life and satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Psalm 91. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear the terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. The people who gather against you are not of God. The people who gather against me are not of God. Do you understand that? That's what the Bible says. They shall gather against you, but it's not by me. God doesn't do that. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Do you understand that? This is the protection of the Lord. Those who gather against you shall fall for your own sake. So you know what? When the Lord makes you the apple of his eye, when the Lord makes you his own, those who gather against you are going to be plucked up. Those who gather against you are going to fall in defeat. Those who gather against you are going to what? They're going to be burned. Hallelujah. I'd much rather have them repent. Do you know what I'm saying? I'd much have them rather repent. But this is what the Bible says. Listen to this. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his works. I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Are there weapons that people have formed against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Say it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say it again. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say it again. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, you shall condemn. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned by the Lord if you belong to him. If you are the apple of his eye, if you are his elect, every tongue shall be confounded. I'm going to say it again. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I don't care who's flinging this weapon. Could be the devil himself using people. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? For this is the heritage of the servants of God, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord.
That's right. The only righteousness we have is the righteousness of Jesus, the blood that covers us, the blood that has made us new creations. Behold, you are a new creation in Christ. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is all God's doing by grace. So, can I just say these things to you now? To sum up, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon. And when I say prosper, I mean finally defeat you. And every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned by the Lord. This is a great promise. I hope you're going to make it yours. Lord, I just know there are so many tongues that rise against your people. So many weapons that are forged against your people. Father, I just want you to make good on your word through the Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through the blood of the cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know what these people go through, and you know what I go through. You know what we go through. Lord, destroy our enemies. Make them our friends. Destroy our enemies. Make them our friends. That's always the best thing, that our enemies become our friends. But Lord, if they do not want to become our friends, destroy them and put them down. Put them down. Not one thing shall prosper in their hands against us. Not one thing, because your word has promised that. Do you understand that, people? You take Isaiah 54 and you eat it today. You eat it today. You eat it today. Behold, I have created the smith that blows on the coals and the fire, that brings forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy, and no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. I believe it, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. Come on. I believe it, and I receive it in the name of Jesus, through the power of his blood. I take it for my own. I take it for my own. Tell him, I take it for my own. I take it for my own. That nothing can separate me from the love of God that comes through Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate me from the love of God that comes through Jesus Christ. I was told this week that Father Randall, the great apostle, I believe he's an apostle of Rhode Island, has done more blessed gospel work than probably all the priests put together, according to me. He has cancer of the bone. So in the name of Jesus, let there be fire in his bones, the fire of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would heal Father Randall completely, totally, and entirely, that the blood of Jesus would run through the marrow of his bones, and all cancer would be delivered by the power of the blood right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name. Everything the devil wrote against Father Randall to destroy his life has been canceled and nailed to the cross. Right now, Father Randall, John Randall, be healed now by the blood of Jesus, as the people who you brought Christ to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Christ, be healed, Father Randall. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, be completely set free of this cancer. And we call those things to be now that are not as if they are. And they are by grace, because Abraham called Isaac to be before he had him. Be healed, Father Randall, in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood. You're a good man. You've got many more years to preach. You've got many more years to be an apostle. There are few like you, Father Randall. There are few like you, Father Randall. There are few like you, Father Randall. You cannot die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. You will not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord, because there are few like you, Father Randall. There are few like you, Father Randall. Come on, let's make an act of faith. I believe. Come on, I believe, and I receive this miracle for Father Randall now.
now, in Jesus' name, through his precious blood, through his precious blood. Father Randall, be healed now by the blood of the Lamb. Amen, amen, and amen. Between the 18th and the 22nd of July, that's starting next Sunday, we start our revival glory. Many people from other states have already signed up. New York, Florida, they're coming in, they're coming in. Everybody's hungry for something, the power of God, hungry for the power of God, because things are so dry, things are so dry, things are so dry, things are so dry, things are so, we need the rain of the Spirit. We need there to be falling rain, 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 rain that comes down from heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we need, the glory of God. If you want to come to our five-day experience, you can come anytime. Sunday night at 7 to 11, that's the 18th. The 19th, 20, 21, and 22, it will be 7, it will be 10 to 2 in the afternoon, and 7 to 11 at night. It's $50, and you send your check to Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. 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 We expect wonderful things to happen. Maria Vadia is coming, Carianda. I call her Maria Caria, and she's coming. And she's the evangelist that goes all around the world to Africa. We expect that the Lord's going to ignite us with the fire of His Spirit. He's going to set a match upon us, and He's going to fill us with the oil of the Holy Ghost. And when the match hits the oil, glory to God, there's going to be things going to happen by the grace of the living God, by the grace of the living God. It's all about the grace of the living God. It'll be heaven on earth because we're going to be worshiping God. You know, we need more of heaven and less of clickers and computers and tom-toms and GPSs. We need heaven. Heaven changes people, I'll tell you. The presence of God changes people. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Today I'll be in the church at 3:30 praising God, the 9th of June on Friday, 3:30 praising God. You're welcome to come, 9th of June. Tonight I'll have Mass at 7:30, followed by all-night adoration of the Blessed Sacrament at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. Come on, come and worship with us today at 3:30, tonight at 7:30. And let me also tell you this, Jimmy the Roofer, do you know that when he buys the stuff, you know, the materials for the roof, he charges you exactly what he charges, what he gets for the materials. He doesn't raise the price of the materials. You'll get the number, and you pay for the materials yourself. And then what he charges you is the same, unless there's rotten wood. And let me tell you his number, 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Do it! 617-519-0341. God bless you!
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.